Arov with these Isurim. Says the Arim Shemid, Shemishom, Shemishom, Parim, the Yomtiv. So tomorrow, Kedivrei, Beis Hillel, Af Mishum Ribis. There also was the Mishum Ribis. Trash of Divrei Beis Hillel, Techai Yishem Yokiruchitin, Pahal Vos Tikros. That if I lend you bread today, and you pay back to me tomorrow, the next week, so since we're afraid maybe the price went up, and when you give me back the bread, you give me back more bread, worth more than I gave you, says an Isaribis, I like lend you a pound, a dollar's worth of bread, and you pay me back next week the same pound of bread, next week is worth $1.10. So you give me back ribis more than I lent you. So the people that are makpid, they're not moichel one and the other, by them there's Isaribis. Af mishum ribis. Af mishum ribis. Tread the Gemara. So that's the reason why other people, it's also. So Churvat Mashmut's only us or other people that are makbid zim zir. It's a svara. It was your own b'nei beisai, people in your own family. Nobody's makbid zel zir. It all belongs to the balabos. So the Shezach, nobody's makbid, but after you have to get the exact amount. Therefore, you're allowed to make a girl to divide up. But if it's not your own b'nei beisai, pashtas mashma, that there's exera, maybe you'll be makbid one on the other. And if you're going to be makbid, then the pshat, when you make a girl to give out portions, you're going to weigh them out. You're going to measure them out. And it's also to weigh them and measure them on Shabbos. That's why it's us. Treading Mori Hochi Yebazoi Bonov Ubnei Beisa Nami Bonov. For the Mori, if that's the Xera, then maybe you come to measure it out. So even with your own children, your own house, it should be us also. Maybe you come to measure it out for your own children. The Teret says no. Bonov Ubnei Beisoi Haino Taimok, because Rav Yehuda Amarav. The reason why it's Mutter, like Rav Yehuda Amarav says, the Amarav Yehuda Amarav Mutter La Halvois Bonov Ubnei Beisa Bribis. You should know you're allowed to lend money to your own children. Almanas, they should pay you back ribis. Kedei lahatimam tam ribis. Kedei that they should have a taste what it means to have to pay ribis, that they won't do this later on in life. What does that mean? That Rashi, bonav b'nei beisa nami lechesh l'ribis v'chol hani. In your own house, also let's be afraid all these isurim mishum ribis or mishum mido mishkol. The chur da havminu is the makbid also to give the exact measurement. The Teretz says, no, they're not makbid. Lav the Rashi Mishaloi. You're allowed to lend your own money to your children. Bonav b'nei beisoi hasmuchem al shechonoi. To your children that live on your table means that you support them. Techivon dakel mishaloi enkan ribis. Since all the money is yours, there's no issa here of ribis. It's like you're giving your money to your son, and then your son gives you the money back. It's like your money you're getting back. There's no issa of ribis. But still, you're allowed to do it to your son, like to play a game with him, to say, here's a dollar, and I want you to pay me back later $1.50. Why? Latimam tam ribis. Sheyedu kama kosher. That they should have a feeling how hard it is to pay back ribis, that later on in life they shouldn't charge other people ribis. Alma though, kivun de mishalayhu. Since really all of it belongs to the balabos, ain't kan is the ribis. There's no is the ribis. Because avada there's all moichu one the other. It's all the fathers. Vilchu gabi mido mishkul minyanami. Lav kfeidahu. Nobody's makbid. Because all the portions belong to one person. It's all the father's portions. So when the father gives it out to his own children, he's not makbid bedafka, this portion should be equal to that portion. So we're not afraid when the father makes the girl with his own children, he'll weigh them out first, or he'll count them out first. So the reason why he's doing this, there shouldn't be kinna. One child shouldn't say, how come he got a bigger portion than me? So there shouldn't be kinna, the father makes it with the girl. But about he's not makbid bedafka, it should be the same amount of ounces you have, he has. Therefore, by your own house, it's mutter. Mashenkin Bnei Chabur, other people were afraid they'll be makbid, maybe you can't make a girl to divide it out. Fatimari Hochi Abazoi, Mona Gudurla Kenegan Mona Ktana Nami. Or because if you're telling me the new heta by Bnei Beisai, your own children, when you divide out to your own children, that's all, it all belongs to the Balabos, and he's not makbid to measure it out. He's just doing it that there shouldn't be kinna. One child shouldn't say, how come you got a bigger portion than me? So that's what I'm doing with the girl. Or b'zoi enech nami, I feel one portion is a bigger portion, and one portion is smaller. It should also be mutter, because the balabos is not going to measure it out. He's not makbid. No, what is he doing it for? Just there shouldn't be kinna. So even bigger and small portions should also be mutter. Fedrashi yochi monik dela k'neged monik tananami. To mekmin in time l'kamon. Mishum kuvya, we'll soon see what the yisr is to play girlless. Because the shiloh from Gezel is Bafilo B'chel Osa V'chiv on that call Mishloi. Mashenkin with the Balabos owns it all. Amai Osa Lahatimam Tam Kuvya Biamu. Why is it us for him to give even bigger portions to make a smaller portions? It all belongs to the Balabos. There's no Shiloh of Gezel here. So the Mar'ena Chanami Avadu it's Mutter. The Balabos for his own house can make a girl any type of girl he wants. Whether it's big portions for small portions, equal portions, it's Mutter. I the Mishnah Mashmitz also. So the Gemara, no. V'chasuri mechsra, something's missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketorna, this is the way the Mishnah should say. Mafis odom im bonov im b'nei beisay ala shulchan. A person is allowed to make a gerul to give out the portions, to know which portion goes to this. You put all numbers 1, 2, 3, 1 to 10 in the hat, and you pick out 1 to 3, 10, all the kids pick out, they all get the portions. And afilu mona gedolo kenegen mona ketana. That's also mutter. Even though one's a bigger portion and one's a smaller portion, still it's mutter with your own household. My time, look at Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. In bonov im b'nei beisay in. So what's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's time? That there's no hakpod in your own house. Smell it's mutter to do it. And we'll soon see, he does it for a reason, to give them a time, what it means to be over, not to stam gamble. And we'll soon see, well, other people, it's also because it's called gambling, and it's a chash isa gezel. But in B'nai Beisa, there's no chash gezel, you know, makpid, so you stop doing it to teach your kids how it feels to let something be stolen from you. Because then they shouldn't come to steal later. So the Gemara of so Zadir, Bonov, it's a deal. Only with young children you allowed to make the girl. Mashenkin and Macherim loy. But you're not allowed to divide up portions with the girl or with other people, not from your own household. My timer, Yudah Mashmuel says before that what the Stamazoy the Makbid Zel Zel, like Rashi says, Kiva the Makbidim, over Mishumi the Mishkla Minyan. Even if you're dividing equal portions, we're afraid though, with equal portions also, you're going to be Makbid to measure it first. You get 4.5 ounces, he has to get 4.5 ounces, and you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos. Only in Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutam. But if you're not measuring something, Shal Mitzvah, you're not allowed to measure it on Shabbos. So that's why you can't divide up a girl with other people. Because time we're afraid they'll be makbid and they'll come to measure off. Mona gedola keneged mona ketana. Mashenka, if you want to make a girl to give out portions, a bigger portion, keneged a smaller portion, you should know af bechoil liacherim oser. It's even also to do this in the middle of the weekday. Why my taina mishum kuvya? It's like gambling. In other words, everybody puts in a quarter and you gamble that the one you pick out from the hat. If you get number 10, that's the jackpot, you get a big stake. You pick out number 2, you get a small portion. That's called like gambling. That's why even B'chil you shouldn't do this. It's Rashi Mishum Kuvya. The Gezel, it's called Gezel. The Loch is brought down, it's not Gezel the rice, it's only a Navak Gezel. But Rashi says the Gezel, the Asmachta, Lekanya. Because the old Svara Asmachta means you didn't really mean it, they really weren't Makna. Why Asmachta? Why is it called an Asmachta? It means something you weren't Semach Das. You didn't make up your mind really to give in. As when you first gave a dollar, Moshe, that's called betting. You bet on something. What's the shalom? When you put in the dollar, you only put in the dollar because you thought you're going to win the jackpot. That's why you gave the dollar. Only I maybe I lose, so I give the money, but not with real das, and I lose. The guy would have known at the beginning he's going to lose, he wouldn't have put the dollar in there. So when he puts a dollar in, it's not cool, he's putting in a dollar, b'lev shalom. That's called an asmachta. He doesn't really mean to give up the dollar. So later, when he loses, it's really his dollar, he never had that to give it away. And when the guy wins the jackpot, he's stealing from him. So that's a shalom for asmachta. Yeah, kanya, like kanya, aloha to shalom, how he paskin. That's why it's saying, b'chil, mishum kuv behold, you can't make a girl a big portion, can make a small portion, because it's called gambling. Right. Matilin chaloshin al hakodshim. Yeah, this was the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Matilin chaloshim al hakodshim. You're allowed to make a girl to divide up the kabonis that were shechted today on Yom Tif, to divide up the meat. Avoloi b'yom tif, avoloi alamonis. But you're not allowed to divide up the portions itself. So, what do you mean? Like, what are you dividing up the portions? That means the portions of the meat that you got from the korban. So, at the beginning it says it's mutter. Matil chaloshim alakotchim. Yitzhaku are allowed to divide up the portions of the meat from a korban that was shechta today. So, what's the chil between the reisha and the sefer? So, the Gemara, mayavo loy alamonis. What does it mean? You're not allowed to divide up the portions. So, Omar Rav Yaakov, braid the bas Yaakov. It means to say a chiddush. If you have the kodeshim that you brought the korban yesterday, it was a korban of erev yomtiv. That's a chodik korban, like a shlomim that you have 2 days to eat it, and you didn't eat the meat up the first day. You want to first divide it up the second day on yomtiv. That the kahanim are not allowed to make a girl today on yomtiv to divide up the meat.
For the Gemara Pshita, Avadia can't divide it up. Lekor, that's the ratio of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to make a girl to divide up portions. So the Gemara, Mal, the Tamei, would think, Ho, you look siv, since the Pasuk says, V'yam l'cho kem rive koyin, that our Klai Yisrael have a lot of arguments like Kohanim have. Mashma Kohanim argue a lot. And what does that mean? When they divide up their portions of food, they have arguments. Who gets this portion? Who gets this piece of meat? Who gets that piece of meat? Is they're dividing up the Kodeshim now. So I would think, afilu monos dechol nami, even a portion that you're dividing up from a korban that was brought on Erev Yomtiv, it was a choldik korban. But since there's a svar that the Kohanim should argue on Yomtiv, it should be mutter, kamash mula no, that the Rabbanim were only matyu to divide the Kodeshim with a girl if it was geshechten on Yomtiv, and not if it was geshechten Erev Yomtiv.
So more enough, Bamiya. V'yom Rab Yaakov, bray the bas Yaakov. Kol shechaveroi nene shal yodai. Anytime somebody else gets a punishment because of you, you're the cause that he should get a punishment, you should know, ein machnisa noisa v'mechitzasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're also in a bad matziv, and you're not allowed, you won't come in front of the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, even though like the Russia is getting an einish back, but if he gets his einish because of you, you were the one that caused him to get his einish, so you also won't be able to come to the mechitzas of Hashem. Minolon, how do I know this Yisoid? Ilayma Mishum Nechziv. It says by Nebuchadnezzar. And it says, Ilayma Mishum Nechziv. It says in Melochim, V'yayma Hashem, mi yafat Esachav. Esachav deserved Misa. So Hashem wanted to give him Misa, kill him. So Hashem, like, yes, in Shemaim, who's going to go and talk Achav in to go to the Muhammad and he'll be killed there? V'yal V'yipo B'ramas Gilad. He should go to the Muhammad and he'll be killed there. So the Malachim is saying, once said, yeah, I'll go, once said, I'll go. So the Ruach came out, we'll soon see who it is. He stood in front of Hashem. I'll go and I'll talk Achav into going to the Mechama. The Apostle says, Ruach Sheker. He went out, and this Ruach became a Ruach Sheker. He made all Nevi'im say Sheker. So everybody told Achav, go and have the Muhammad and you win the Muhammad. Say V'yasei Kain, go out and do this. So that was the matzah, that this Ruach went to tell all the Nevi'im, say Sheker, tell Achav, he'll win the Muhammad. And really, when Achav went out to have the Muhammad, he got killed there. The Yarmina, we say now, my Ruach, who is that Ruach that went out to tell Achav to go to Muhammad? Amri Rabbi Yechanan, Zeruchai Shel Novus. That was the Ruach of Novus. Omat say, what does it mean, say, you Novus, go out? Amarav, that means say mimichitzosi. Means Hashem said, go out now, you can't be my mechitzos anymore. So you see, since because of you, Achav got a zaynish, Achav went to Mechon and got killed because of you, you had to go out from mechitzos of Hashem. So the Gemara 9, V'dil mahosam, haino time, you know why here the Ruach got a zaynish, got punished, t'chsev doivish korim lo yichoyim. Or the negreinov, it says at the end of the Pesach in Tehillim, that somebody talks sheker, says lies, can't be in front of Hashem. So since this Ruach, the voice went out and said lies, that's why he couldn't be in front of Hashem. But not so much because he caused Achav to get killed. So here wouldn't be a good raya. Elo zat gemara, a different pasuk. And it says in Chavakuk, Mehocho, Sovato kolon mi covered. You were satisfied with kolon, with embarrassment, more than from getting covered, from getting honor. Shisei gamato veyoro. Go out, you the oro. Now what does this mean? The maskon will see, it's talking about Nebuchadnezzar and Tzidkiyo, that the mice was, Nebuchadnezzar was a big Russia, and part of his rishis was that he made a gzera every single melech had to come and have Mishkav Zocha with him. That was his gzera. Every single melech around him that he captured had to have Mishkav Zocha with him. So as it came to Maisa later, when it came to Tzidkiyo, he was a tzaddik, and he made Tzidkiyo to have Mishkav Zocha with him. So the matzav was, when he brought Tzidkiyo to him, Hashem made a nest, and at that time we'll soon see the Nebuchadnezzar's gid, his orla, stretched out 300 amas. He got so embarrassed then, that his eva came out and stretched out 300 amas. That was what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. We'll soon see the matzav. But our co-ponement happened because of Tzidkiyo. So the Havamina is, the Pesach is saying now, Savata Kolomikovin, you Nebuchadnezzar got your embarrassment right now from what happened that your Orla came 300 amas long, more than all the covered you had. But the Havamina is now, Shisei Gamatavoro. That's telling now at the end of the Pesach is saying, you Tzidkiyo, since you caused it to him, you also called Horul. You'll also get a Mainish for it. So what do we say now? Savata kolam mikovin. Who had more embarrassment than honor? Zed Nebuchadnezzar. That was the mice of Nebuchadnezzar, that he thought he's having honor all the time. Now he got the biggest embarrassment. And the end of the pasuk says, "Shesei gamato b'horo zet tzidkiyom." That tzidkiyom is since he caused that Nebuchadnezzar should get the einish. He also got an einish. He's also called horo. That's the Havimina. But the Gemara is not pshat. Choda the kula krod b'Nebuchadnezzar ksid. No, the whole pasuk is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Even the end that says "Shesei gamato b'horo" goes on Nebuchadnezzar, not on tzidkiyom. V'yoyt. Tzidkiyo tzadika, he was a tzadik. My heavenly Lamed, what did he do wrong here? He said Nebuchadnezzar is coming and forcing him to have Shichva, to have Mishkav Zohar with him. He's not doing anything wrong. So that's not cool that because of him he should get an Einish. So Pshit of Chanda Postik, Tzidkiyo didn't get any Einish here, and it's cool the Einish only goes to Nebuchadnezzar. My heavenly Lamed, the Yom Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Bishor Shebikish Oisha Rok Oisha Rosha, Lassos Lerisik Tzadik. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zohar with the Tzadik Tzidkiyo, Kach, Lassus Lerisik Tzadik Kach. That was the Maisa. We'll soon see the Maisa later. It means, when is this Pasuk going on that Bishas Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zohar, then he got his biggest embarrassment that his Eivir stretched out to be 300 amos long. So the kids from this Pasuk we have no Raya. So the Moriah Lomi Hoch from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gam Anoish La Tzadik Loitoyv. Shem says when a tzaddik gets an einish, it's no good. Is mashma ain loy toiv el ra? Something that's loy toiv is a ra. Oksiv ki loy kel chofetz resha. Hashem doesn't like to do resha. Atel igur charo. Tzaddik got to Hashem lo yoga migur charo. Yeah. So nobody bad lives with you. So what does it mean anash an einish that tzaddik loy toiv? That means it's ra. That means if somebody gets an einish because of a tzaddik, that's called loy toiv. That's called ra. So this is the posik. That because of a tzaddik, somebody else gets an einish, it's loy toiv, it's called ra. So that's the ra'i, if somebody else gets an einish because of you, it's called ra for you. Further Gemara now. My mashma, the high chaloshim, listen to Puriya. We're saying the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be matal chaloshim by kodeshim, but not for the poshim, not for the monas, not for the meat you give out. So mashma chaloshim means loshim Puriya of a girl. What's the ra'i chaloshim means a girl? The chsiv of the posik says, eich no falto mishamayim helom. How to fall down in the Shemayim, the stars, Ben Shachar, Nigara Tol Oretz, Chaylish Al Goyim. That you'll be like a girl, Chaylish here means you'll be a girl all over the other nations. That's right here, Chaylish here means a girl. Trashi Chaylish Al Goyim, Benubuchanetzik said, as he was a girl for everybody. Omar Rabba Barapuna, Malamdo, Shahoya Mato Pur Al Deli Malchus. What does it mean that Nebuchadnezzar made a girl? That means he made a girl to pick out Agdeli Malchus and all the big kings that he captured, lay the Ezeb ben Yoimai, show Mishkav Zachar. That was Nebuchadnezzar's Matthias. He always used to have Mishkav Zachar with another big king. So he used to pick out a girl who comes today. Number one, you come today. The Pasuk says, Kol Malchai Goyim Kula. All the Goyim, as much as Nebuchadnezzar, the Russia, captured a lot of kings. So all those kings he had Mishkav Zachar with. Omer Rav Yochanan, She'enochom mimishkavoy zocher. Means they rested now, when he fell, when he was killed, now they're all rested from having mishkav zocher with him. Yom Rav Yochanan, called Yomov, Ulshaloysa Rosho, Lenimsos Choy, Bepeh, Koberia. Calls the man, Nebuchadnezzar was alive, nobody had a smile in his mouth. Everybody was scared of Nebuchadnezzar. She'enema, Nocho, Shokta, Koloritz, Pitzchurina. That when he died, now everybody was quiet, and now Pitzchurina, now people started to smile. Nechlal the Yad Hashtal Heberina. Kolzman, he was alive, there was no Rina, no happiness. V'yom Rav Yitzchak, V'yom Rav Yechonin. Also, Lamoy Bebeis HaShleis HaRosha. You're not allowed to stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar's house. If you know where he lives, and his house is still there, you can't go inside his house. Shenema Usirim Yiraktushon. You know who's there? The Mazikim, the Sirim. The Mazikim, the Shedim are there. So maybe you can't go there, you shouldn't get Hezek there from the Sirim. Trashi Sirim Yiraktushon, Bloy Anoshim. It's only the Shedim could dance there, but not people. Or Shvil Habriya, Yabriyas Mistatlam HaMazikim, Venimsa Mavatu Xera Samelach. As if you're going to go in there, Rashi learns, the mazikim will go away from you. Fakir, not that they'll mazik you. No, the mazikim will run away, and you'll be mavato the gzera. The gzera was that there should always be mazikim there. So maybe the person is not allowed to go into his house. Let me have you do my rap. This is the mice now. Vishor shebikus oyser rosh alasus yoyset tzadikach. Vishas Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zochor with Tzidkiyahu is at that time Nimshecho or Losoi Sholosh Meyas Amar, and this happened that his Eber stretched out to be 300 amas long, 600 feet long. And everybody all around saw it. Everybody saw it. Shinema, that's Pshan the Posik, Sovata Kolon Nikovin. You had more embarrassment than you had honor. From this one mice now, you got all your embarrassment back. Shosa Gamat of Oral means Oral the Gamatria Sholosh Meyas Hevi. That your Orla stretched out to be 300 amas long. Yom Rav Yudah Marav. Bishoshi Yerodaisa Rosh to Gehenim. When Nebuchadnezzar went to Gehenim. He went down to Gehenim. Ruasho Koyod Gehenim. All the people, they got scared. Omru, they said, Shemalim Shalayim Hubur. Maybe he's coming to rule over us right now. He's coming to Gehenim to be a rule of Aita. They remember how bad he was when they were alive. Oy Veit Avim again. Oy Lichloy Kamoisim. Or maybe no. You're coming out to Gehenim. You're going to be as weak as we are. Hey, so in Gehenim, you become weak. You don't come strong there. So you'll be as weak as we are. Hubur. Shenem the Pasuk says, Gamato Chuleiso Kamoinu. You're going to come weak like we are, Elenu, or Nimshalto, or else you're coming to rule over us. Yotzos of Baskel, Baskel went out to Yomrum. Mimino Amta Rodov Yishkovo Esarelim. Eichshovas Noigishovsim Medohova. That Mimino Amta Rodov Yishkovo Esarelim means that's prepared. He's going to go down, the Nebuchadnezzar is going down, he'll only be weak, like everybody else in Gehenim. Pasuk says, Eichshovata Noigishovsim Medohova. How did they rest, the Noigish, the ones that collected, from collecting gold? Midahova. Omer Rav Yudah Marav. Shovso Umezu, that this Umer, when Nebuchadnezzar died, his nation stopped. Shovso Umezu, Shomro Midud. Fahavei. They kept on saying, Midud Rashi Moyes Vadin Rizobabei. They kept on going collecting more and more money. They never stopped collecting money. Vika the army, some say, Shomro Moid Moid Heviyo Bule Mida. Kelly told everybody, keep on bringing us money without any end. The Rabu Yisrael Hoysafteli. Om Rav Yudah Amar Rav Yirmiyah Baraba Malamed Sherochov Al Ari. Know what Nebuchadnezzar used to do? He used to ride on a Ari Zocher. He used to ride on a lion, a Zocher male lion. The Kosher Tanem Baroshei, and he would tie a snake around its head. Lekayim Mashenem Demkayim. What the Pesuk in Yirmiyah says. Vagam es chayos hasodeh nosatil al yavdui. That even the chayos hasodeh was also never to Nebuchadnezzar de Russia. As Bashas, he ruled, Himamashak even ruled over the chayos osom. So even the snakes also was around the head of the lion that he was riding on. So Rashi learns, Rabbi Yisera Saftali, Leyacha Shoyo Zayim Shona Behema. There was a matziv that for 7 years Nebuchadnezzar turned into be a behema. The Chosla Machus and later became a melech again. Hoy Mishtabeach Kain. He was proud then. Omao Toysu Shekosha Tanim Godel Nochish Godel Roshay Shlari Kiminaser. He was able to tie around a snake on the head of the lion and ride it like that. What was the matzav of Nebuchadnezzar?
Yes.
The pasuk says V'daber Dover. We had Shelo Yehi Diburcha Shel Shabbos Ki Diburcha Shochil. They're not allowed to talk the same way you talk on the weekday on Shabbos. Hilkach. Also, loymed dover pliny esalamocher. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do this thing tomorrow. There's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to just speak out and say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. You're not allowed to do. So the Mishnah says, Vadafku dover shosal asis for Shabbos. Something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And I feel what's on in Issa the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to talk about to say, tomorrow, I'm going to take my car and go someplace. Because it's also to drive a car. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to go tomorrow and buy schayra, because you're not allowed to buy things on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says some people are making a l'dvar mitzvah, it's mutter. If you want to say you're going to buy a sefer Torah, you're going to buy a svarim, or something again, l'dvar mitzvah, then you could be making. V'yafilu b'sicho dvorim b'teilim osel harbis. Stam shmuzing, you should talk less on Shabbos as much as possible. Like we've always spoken out in Taisvus and Yishalmi, that Taisvus brought down that Yishalmi says, Bekushi, they will mat you to say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. Min Vikr, Mikr Adin, Atzadig Omer, like you should talk as least as possible on Shabbos. He spoke out, Dinyan is because it says that Hashem rested on Shabbos. Now what malacha did Hashem do the whole week? It says, Hu Omar Vayehi, Hashem said, and he created the world. So Hashem's malacha was talking. Therefore, if you want to be doing it to Hashem a little bit, is not to talk. So kids said, Dvar Matalim, also you shouldn't talk as least as possible. But people that say over Shmuas, some say people, things that happen.
Avadra, not talking Lashon Hara, talking about things you're allowed to talk about. But they enjoy it. Tremet a big oinik lehem mutet. They don't allowed to talk. The person enjoys it, he's allowed to have enjoyment on Shabbos. He's allowed to tell all the stories, what happened, what's doing, then you are allowed to talk. L'safra b'Shabbos, k'moy b'chol. If you enjoy it, then you can talk even on Shabbos as much as b'chol. Avo mi she'ena m'sanig, also l'ormam g'day she'sanig b'em chaverim. But if you don't enjoy telling all the story, but you know your friend doesn't enjoy to hear it, then you're not allowed to talk to say it over to your chaverim. Because of his enjoyment, you're not allowed to be over an Isser. Like for you to be marba b'dibur, you're not allowed to. So the Mishmur says, but lo yitzu, you're going to have a tremendous hanor. The fact you're going to make your friend happy, then it's mutter. Like then you invite, you're saying the story because you're going to enjoy it. You can tell your kid a story, and your kid's going to enjoy it. And because he's going to enjoy it, you're going to enjoy it also. You'll also be happy, then it's mutter. Right to base. Also, liska poyalim, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. You can't even tell a goy on Shabbos, do me a favor, go hire me another goy to work for me after Shabbos. Let's go lay perlim Shabbos. Afal pi sheina yisrael tzarech liyosam locha el liachar Shabbos. Even though the work has to be done on Sunday, Monday, you're not allowed to hire the worker on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire somebody on Shabbos. Shekol ma shuosa lasoisoi, osa leima len yehudi lasoisoi. And anything you yourself can't do on Shabbos, they're not allowed to tell a goy to do it for you on Shabbos. They're just like you can't hire a worker for yourself on Shabbos, you can't tell a goy to hire a worker for you on Shabbos. V'yafilu loyim aloy kredim ha-Shabbos. V'yafilu loyim aloy kredim ha-Shecha. La'asayse b'Shabbos osa. You're not allowed to tell a goy on Friday, do me a favor and on Shabbos hire me workers. You're not allowed to do. You can't tell a goy b'feresh on Friday to do something for you on Shabbos. But you have a little heter. Avamuta loyim aloy achra Shabbos. You tell him after Shabbos. Lama lo yasisa dava pleni b'Shabbos shavar. Hey, so how come you didn't do this for me last Shabbos? This you could tell him. But derech remiza to be meramis to the guy, that's mutter. Afal pi shemeve mitech tevorov sheritzoyne sheyasena b'Shabbos abo. Even though the guy will understand himself now that you really wanted to do this, and the next Shabbos will come to do this malacha for you, that's mutter. It is only also tell a guy b'ferish, come and do a malacha for me. That you can't tell him to do if he's going to do it on Shabbos. But you let it be meramis to him. Let it tell him, no, I would enjoy this malacha to be done to me. Then if he comes himself and does it, that's mutter. It's mutter that this is providing what you told him erev Shabbos. If you tell him on Shabbos, then it's still usher. But if you tell him before Shabbos, derech remiza, you just meramis and tell him, no, I would like you to do this thing for me, then it's mutter if he does it for you on Shabbos. But what does it mean it's mutter? We'll see later. It's mutter providing you're not allowed to have hanor from the malacha on Shabbos. You can't have hanor enjoyment from malach that a guy does for you on Shabbos. No, you have to wait after Shabbos b'fei sheyasu. You have to wait an hour or so till it would have been enough time to do the malach for you after Shabbos. The moshe, if you're meramis to a guy, you would like him very much to heat up the bath for you. So he comes and heats up the bath for you on Shabbos. So you told him erev Shabbos derech remiza, just I would like you to know if it's being done, I would like it very much. Then it's mutter when the guy comes on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. But when that's when you're not allowed to have a no from the hot bath on Shabbos, or else even right after Shabbos, you can't have a no from it till after it takes enough time pass by that you could heat it up after Mitzvah Shabbos. But as the actual Moloch, the guy is doing it for you, it's only us if you tell him to do it. But if he comes himself and does it, a derech remiza, then it's mutter. By the Gimel. Also, liten leni Yehudi moyes mer Shabbos. You can't give money to a guy on Friday. Liknas leiva Shabbos. Then he should go to the market and buy you clothing on Shabbos, buy you something on Shabbos. That's also. Because before you're telling a guy to buy something for you on Shabbos, and he's doing a malach for you on Shabbos. That's awesome. You can tell the guy, you know what? Tomorrow there's a sale. Do me a favor, buy yourself an extra suit. That's mutter. And you can tell the guy, you should know. And it may be after Shabbos. If I want it, I'll buy it from you after Shabbos. But since Lamaisa, when the guy goes and buys it on Shabbos, he's buying it from himself. Like you didn't tell him to buy directly for you. You told him buy it for yourself. Even though you're telling him, you should know, after Shabbos, maybe I'll buy it off you. And even if he understands that. But the Maisa, the guy is buying it for himself, that's mutter.